Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, National Coordinator for Hope Program identified, government commits to 50% reduction in road fatalities by 2020, and ground broken for housing development in Clarendon. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica is to take steps to reduce road fatalities by 50% by 2020. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says greater emphasis will be placed on safety in the design of roadways going forward, and the National Works Agency has been instructed to utilize Geographical Information Systems GIS data to implement traffic calming measures at crash hotspots around the country. The Ministers of Transport and Mining and Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade have also been instructed to ensure Jamaica becomes signatory to several international conventions focusing on road safety. He also encouraged members of the public to play their part in ensuring that Jamaica realizes this objective.
We have the resources to put in place the technology to ensure that our roads are built with safety up front, and that we empower the police with new legislation and with the various tools to ensure that enforcement is done.
He was speaking at an event at Jamaica House to mark the fourth observance of the United Nations UN Global Road Safety Week. Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman has been appointed National Coordinator of the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope Program, being implemented by the government. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement at a press conference Monday at Jamaica House.
The commendations from the Army for Colonel Rickman were so high in this regard that we thought it would make eminent sense to bring the skills and expertise of Colonel Rickman into the Hope Program.
Colonel Rickman is on secondment from the Jamaica Defense Force, where he served as commanding officer of the Engineering Regiment. The Hope Program, announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness earlier this year, aims to provide educational and job opportunities for young persons aged 19 to 24 years who are not employed or enrolled in school or any program of training. Meanwhile, the newly installed National Coordinator of the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope Program, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, says 15,000 apprenticeship spaces have already been identified for participants. Colonel Rickman says the service opportunities are in the areas of document management and digitizing, environmental management, geographic information systems, infrastructure and construction, registration verification and audit, hospitality, and enlistment in the Jamaica Defense Force. He says the participants will give national service in these areas while receiving instruction under a core training program.
All participants or interns will be trained in a core training program comprised of life skills, cultural awareness, volunteerism, and mentorship, and then be given the specific skills training, after which they will be allowed to work in that skill area for a stipend with a savings component.
And ground has been broken for the development of 150 service lots in Chateau Gardens, Birds Hill, Clarendon. The groundbreaking represents the start of phase one of a $593 million project being undertaken by the National Housing Trust, NHT, to provide over 500 housing solutions. Prime Minister Holness said the establishment of this latest housing solution is another indication of the government's commitment to using the NHT's funds to provide affordable housing opportunities for Jamaicans.
We want to build as many housing solutions as possible for Jamaican people. The NHT is taking what I call a wholesome approach to building houses, and we support and endorse that.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.